It's my birthday. It's my birthday. Happy birthday to me. Y'all, it's my birthday. Well, not today, but like 2 days ago. Actually, I'm gonna say some days ago because I'm actually recording this early. Aren't you proud of me? I'm recording this in September and I don't know. I am like, my brain is a little bit fried at the moment. And I have not chosen the day for podcasts to be released just yet. But I do know this is coming out some days after my birthday. Wish me a happy birthday. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you so much. Oh, I love you too. Yeah. I do this thing though where I start to experience things before they're gonna happen. How do I explain this? Oh, I do have a little bit of premonition. What is that? I'm blanking on like the psychic term for it. It is something that I do have. I think it comes from just my family, ancestry, whatever. Not whatever, but yeah, we're not gonna go so deep into that right now, even though it is spooky witchy season and it is kind of, you know, relevant on brand, all those good things. But I do have this thing where I think energetically I start to prepare for the next season of life, and I do this even with like January, New Year's, new beginnings. I like to get ahead of it. I just like to do that. I like to energetically set the stage, and so I've actually been working on my energy for this birthday since June, I believe. That's when I started to feel a year older. And I was like, ooh, I'm gonna love this age. And so I can tell you from where I stand in September that I am totally loving my new age. I'm totally loving the new vibes that I have set my intentions, and I'm feeling good. And yeah, I probably have posted something on social letting you know who this year of Unique is gonna be like, so definitely go check that out. Check out my new Instagram, Unique Bell Coaching. Oh, yeah. I love birthdays. And I love connecting with you. And this episode is actually about a question that I was asked on my Instagram. So I do little polls from time to time just to see where everybody's at, you know, what you'd like to learn more about. And this is kind of incentive to participate in said tolls because I actually answer your questions, right? And so literally I have titled this episode how the exact question that I receive, which is how do I know if I am aligned with the universe's path for me? And I am breaking it down. If you're watching this on YouTube, welcome to the live podcast thing that I'm doing now. If you're listening this on the classic Apple Podcast, Spotify, wherever you're listening, what's up? What's good? I love a classic chick, right? Yes. Keeping it classy. I love it. We just have a whole new energy now, and I hope you feel it. You may hear me refer to my business as we, which is kind of like the corny thing that us solely entrepreneurs do when we're starting out because I know for me personally, I just was like, I'm going to manifest this big business and I'm going to have a team. And that's not really where my vision is at the moment. I am setting up systems that will work well for me, whether I get to that really big stage or if I continue to be working solo. I don't really need a big team at the moment, but for me, it's kind of turned into this thing where I call my business its own entity, and like my personality is the pussy queen, which is, I think it's evolving as well. I'm letting you see more of me. I might even sound different to you because you're kind of getting more of the real Unique these days and not just like the sexy, sultry, like put together, like right, you're kind of getting more of the real Unique, and I like it. I'm not thinking so much about how I'm perceived anymore these days. This year has been so healing and liberating for me. But yeah, you might hear me talk about this business entity. I like to keep it a little bit separate because I have my personal life and then I have my business, and it may seem like they blend, but as you know, I like a little bit of boundaries. I love me some good boundaries. I like throwing them up. And so I like to refer to us as we. Anyways, new vibe, new energy. And I know that this episode is relevant for you if you also want to step into a new vibe, a new energy. And you're like, how do I know if I'm in alignment with my desires, with my manifestation, with the universe's path for me? And I am breaking it down in this episode. We're going to go deep and we're actually going to pick apart that question. Stephanie, this is not to say that you are incorrect in asking this question at all. I just want to make sure that you are aware of even like the underlying subconscious ideas behind that question, right? Every single aspect of that question tells me a lot about you and like what's going on underneath, and it's not wrong and it's not bad, right? A lot of us have this question, and so I'm just kind of flipping the switch, debunking a lot, and picking apart and kind of being a little picky here, just so that you get to the truth and you get to a clarity and of understanding of how manifesting works, and so that you kind of, the path opens up for you for the right questions to ask. Because here's the thing, the universe is going to answer any question you throw out there. And what I love about getting really good at self-inquiry is learning to ask the right questions. And learning comes from gaining wisdom from our own spiritual practice, right? The more that we know, the more that we can like tweak the questions we ask, because we're like, oh, I actually see how it works now, right? And so we are going to do a lot of that. And with that, let's get into it. Hi, I'm Unique Bell, the Pussy Queen. I blend tantric philosophy, science, and my own embodied soul wisdom to help women become their most orgasmic and potent selves by reclaiming their pussy and original soul essence. Get ready to experience sex so deep it rivals your meditation practice. You're listening to episode 108 of the Women Gone Wild podcast. Alignment and manifestation. How do I know if I'm aligned with the universe's path for me? How do I know if I'm aligned with the universe's path for me? So I actually got this question from Stephanie on Instagram. Thanks for asking. And I'm excited to answer because I am going to pick your question apart. So this is an excellent question. And it's something that I find a lot of people who are into manifesting or spirituality, they ask this a lot, even if you are religious, you know, how do I know if I'm in alignment with God's plan for me, right? And there are actually little traps in this question that you actually may not realize are there. The very premise of this question actually highlights some misconceptions in our thinking and in our consideration of the universe and how life unfolds and our connection to it. And so I'm going to be picking apart that question and actually highlighting where we need to shift in order to actually understand and get in alignment with our desires. So before I go into that, I do want to say that this is my own, you know, unfolding journey with this, right? And so you may discover things on your path that might not be in alignment. So always listen and tune into yourself and what feels true to you. Hopefully you have your own aha moments as we go through today's podcast, but know that, you know, ultimately there is no kind of end all be all on this topic. You know, we all get to decide how we relate to the divine in our the path of our life, but this is what I have come to know for me in this moment. And so how do I know if I'm in alignment with the universe's path for me? So let's go to the end of that question. The universe's path for me, a path that is for me. Is there a path that is for me? Do I believe that there is like a record, an itinerary, multiple millions, billions of itineraries somewhere in the universal matrix, right? And there's one that is like, this is the path. And if she, you know, veers off of it, she's going to be off her path. I mean, let's start with just thinking about that in a logical, logical sense. Because if you are to believe that there is a set path for you, then that means you would need to be, quote unquote, in alignment almost every second of the day. When you think about it, every, you know, millisecond, every choice that we make is impacting and having a ripple effect all throughout the entire world and universe, right? And so if we were to think that there is a structured path, a singular structured path that we can veer off of and come onto, then chances are you've been off that path. Like, you know, the moment that you probably took you sneezed. From the moment that you took your first sneeze, and maybe you didn't sneeze exactly at the right moment, right? And that caused your mother to look this way instead of that, which then caused this chain reaction here, or you guys end up in traffic instead of, you know, getting through and easily getting through that green light or something, right? So there's just like a massive ripple effect. If that were the case, then any, you know, minute decision that you make could potentially lead you to be off your path, right? And so just on a logical basis, that theory is kind of hard for me to personally buy into, that there is a set path, because we are all so interconnected and any little shift would technically veer us off of our path, you know, in a big way, even if it seems small, right? Think about, you know, what happens when you spot, you know, just out of the corner of your eye, maybe you spot something in a bakery and then you go, ooh, I want to go into that bakery. Or it's just like these really small millisecond decisions that we make. And some of them are, I will address that, because some of them are in alignment once we shift our understanding of what it means to be on a path, right? And so do I think that there is a big mega path? It doesn't quite make sense for me personally. And so we got to, you know, shift our view of the path, right? And so we're going to come back to the path. Let's now move on to the next part of the question, or even just the next part of that portion of the question, which is the universe's path for me, right? So we're kind of, you know, holding the question of, is there really a path? And now let's question, if there is a path, is it, quote unquote, the universe's path for me? Is there something above me that has like this itinerary printed out, right? Is there a path that belongs to a greater being that is holding, you know, holding me accountable to this path? Let's feel into that. So the universe's path for me, the universe has a path for me. What do you define as the universe, right? In Tantra, there's this beautiful view of reality. And I hold this, I experience this in my own body, and hence I believe it to be true as well. But again, this is where you want to feel in for yourself. What is your connection to the universe? Are you not a part of it? And I don't just mean I'm a part of the universe, but, you know, kind of in the sense of like, I'm a part of God's creation, but I'm not God, right? How are you conceptualizing the universe? Are you not intrinsic part of it, not like a component or a created piece of it, but an intrinsic part of it? Are you not a part of the whole? When you understand and really experience this on a deeper level, that you are that same essence, right? That same one thing that is the thing is you, then there is not really that separation of the universe's will or the universe's desire for my life and my life, my desire for my life, my, you know, connection to what I want. You are the universe. So there is not, it's not possible for the universe to have a path for you that is kind of assigned to you. You are the universe. And when you connect to your deeper self, I call this part of our beingness, the deeper self. It's the eternal part of you, the divine part of you, the heart that is always there, that holds that unconditional pure love. And so that aspect of you, you can feel it just all, like, it's like, I'm like looking for the words to help, you know. It is kind of a space of being that has no words, but I believe in myself. I'm really good with words. So I'm going to find some words here for you. It's almost like you're dealing with, what's coming to mind is like this massive blob. Right, this massive blob with many eyes, and you, your deeper self is attached to this blob, but it also has its own kind of like separation in it. Like it feels like a little bit distinct, although like it's kind of enmeshed in the blob. And so there's this giant blob, and then there's your deeper self, a conglomerate, right, of energy. And it's probably not as gross as I'm describing it here. This is probably a really gross image. Happy Halloween. This is the Halloween version. Sometimes I describe this as water being poured into an ice tray, and we'll come back to that metaphor as it's probably a little bit more enjoyable. But this is what's coming to mind right now, is a wonderful blob. You don't have to think about it as a gross, like fleshy blob, maybe like an energetic blob, right? And there are many like faces. And so your deeper self is almost like that part of the blob that's focused just on you, right? That's focused just on you, that's experiencing through you. And that part of you, yes, it is kind of, you know, distinct, and it has you as its focus, but it's also able with its other senses, because this blob has different senses than we do. It's also able to keep its focus and awareness. It's aware of the blob itself, the whole bigness of everything, right? The whole universe. So it's like it's focused in on you, but it also has that kind of peripheral awareness that spreads all throughout, right? And so it's able to direct you because it has that peripheral awareness, and it's also able to know you and guide you because you are also kind of uniquely in its focus. So that's how I kind of feel it. I know it sounds gross. It really does. It does sound a little Halloween-y, and that's just on brand for this month. But that's what it experiences. That's how I experience it. You know, I literally, when I'm in meditation, I can feel myself. I can embody my deeper self and going to the space of thoughtless knowing. And I can sense that there is like I have senses that flow outwards peripherally, where I have like awareness that can't quite be articulated in words, because then my brain would be flooded. You know, if you are if you watched Twilight growing up or read the books like I did, you know how Edward reading people's minds, or any like story where there's someone who reads minds, these people are often tormented, you know, that first time that gift awakens in them, because it's so much data. It's so much coming in, so much coming in. Of course, it's like your mind's gonna explode, right?
you have to develop the skill of tuning out other minds. And so this is kind of how I think about the connection between the human body and the deeper self, right? If we were to be taking in all the data that your deeper self does, nightmare, right? It just would be an onslaught of information. And so when we're tapping into our knowing, sometimes, you know, I think we think of it like almost a little bit too literally, where we think we're gonna know everything. But it's like a knowing of knowing everything, a sensing, an awareness of everything, and trusting the like relevant and inspiration, the relevant inspiration to come through just in the right moment, so that you're not, you know, dealing with an onslaught of data, which would be so uncomfortable and you would probably go crazy. It would not be ideal. So that is what we're tapping into here, right? And so that's kind of the understanding of your deeper self, which other words for this in other traditions or teachings could be your inner being. Eckhart Tolle, this space of pure presence. Inner being comes from Abraham Hicks. Christ within, Holy Spirit. Although I kind of bring this up in our return episode in September, that, you know, that's, it's kind of all of it. It's kind of all of it. I don't, it's kind of hard to kind of correlate it to Christian rhetoric, but Christ within, that's the word for it. God within, goddess within, your inner divine, right? So you can kind of feel into where this connects into what your spiritual practice is right now, your spiritual experiences, but this is the divine part of you. It's connected to all that is, and it's not separate from it. So your desire, you ego mind person, human personality, you're kind of leading the show, right? So, because when you fill into your deeper self, and this is where I think a lot of spiritual people get a little bit lost in the clouds, or concerned that they'll get lost in the clouds. I was, you know, dating, not really dating, I was seeing someone very briefly back in COVID times. And he was really, you know, really cool dude. I thought he was, you know, kind of interesting. But one of the things that he was struggling with, he was highly spiritual, very connected, to loved being in, you know, those ecstatic states. He was very connected to his deeper self, as I could imagine, right? His soul essence, and he loved fostering that connection. But one of the things that he found is that he felt very content in that place, but didn't feel the drive to act in our very real concrete world, to take action towards, let's say, building a business like I did, right? He just couldn't find the motivation. And he was very curious, like, where do you find the motivation? Like, when I'm in the state, I'm just in love with life. I don't want to do anything. And that was one of my fears too, in connecting to my deeper self and awakening this awareness, is like, am I just gonna melt into I don't know what, right? Am I gonna just like evaporate? Like, what happens? Am I gonna cease to desire my humanness? And that's kind of uncomfortable, because I very much like my humanness and I love the desires that I have for my life and all the, you know, that comes with being in the physical body. I love it. And so when we're in that state, when you're connected to your deeper self, you'll feel this sense of deep content, deep peace, like truly, you know. And a lot of the times we get a little bit misled, because we think, oh, if I'm in that state of complete peace, then I won't care about my desires anymore. I won't care if I have a roof over my head. I won't care if I have money. I won't care, blah, blah, blah. And so, like, I don't understand how being in that state or connecting to that is going to help me get what I want, right? If anything, I need to not connect to that. I need to connect to the discomfort. I need to connect to the thriving and constantly be working my ass off to get what I want, because I don't see how relaxing and chilling out is going to do it, right? I don't see how that could ever get me there. And it is true, this part of you is quite content. It is peace itself. It is eternal, so it has nowhere to get to, right? It is not rushing to anything, right? And it perceives time differently. And so just, like, think about that, because that actually ties back into the first part of this, which is the universe's path for me, there being some kind of written path. When you are actually experiencing the divine, whether it's through the deeper self or a god or goddess energy, goddess consciousness that you have invoked and invited into a ritual or practice or prayer, whatever it is that you do, when you really feel that connection to the divine, you understand that the divine is never really in judgment, right? It's not judging, it's not criticizing, it's not wanting anything of you, right? And so that kind of obliterates this idea that there is this path that is ordained, that you must do, right? There's not that kind of push, like, you have to go here, otherwise you're gonna not feel accepted by, I don't know, the divine or whatever your path, you perceive your path to be. And yet, we can sense that there is something that we're following, that there is a stream, there is a path, we can tell when we are in flow. And so what is the path if it's not the path, if the path is not created by the divine, right? If this path is not actually created by the divine, who has created it? What is this stream that's flowing if it's not being initiated? I'm going to say it's not being initiated by the divine. Who is initiating it? Can you guess? It's you. It's you. It's you in your experiencing of life and desiring and choosing what it is that you want, right? So there actually is no kind of, from my perspective, again, this is my perspective. You can have your own unique perspective or some combination of this. There is no quote unquote, like, path, that's itinerary, that's been written out from the moment that you were born, even before you were born, that said you have to do all of these items on this list, right? So there is free will. And in fact, I personally believe there are many paths, and we'll get to this, but you can tell that you're in stream, but the stream is not initiated by something outside of yourself. It's initiated through you and your desires and what it is that you want, right? So you're not getting on, you know, on someone else's path or a path that is created by some higher being. You are following, you're announcing, you're desiring. You don't even have to say the intention out loud, right? You are on a level deciding what you want, and your deeper self is just directing you, right? And so just kind of highlighting possible routes to getting it. And so there's never one singular path, right? There's always, I love to tell women this, especially when you feel like you've lost an opportunity in life or things won't, you won't get that chance again. That is not true. Life is cyclical. There are always multiple, numerous, I don't have the number, an innumerable amount of ways to getting what you want, right? And so if you miss, you know, one possible opportunity, your deeper self will guide you to another. There are many, many paths to getting what you want. And so you can feel, though, You can feel, though, when you are listening to a nudge and resisting a nudge, right? You can feel when you have an inclination to go do something, but you're fighting it. And so that is the kind of out of alignment, in alignment that you want to be feeling into on a day-to-day basis. But there is no kind of like grand path that you, in my opinion, you need to be following. It's all birthed from your own desires. You as a personality, you as a human personality, encountering this planet and deciding what you want. And of course, I believe this often scares a lot of people because we associate humanness, our humanity, with negative things, right? We think about the fall from grace, right? The Christian fall from grace, and just our innate brokenness, quote unquote, innate brokenness. And so we think that our desires are evil. And oftentimes when, you know, encountering this idea that source, deeper self, whatever you want to call it, is ultimately just guiding you to what you want, we start to think of the really like extreme examples of, well, what if I'm a psychopath and what I really want is to kill somebody, right? Would source guide me to that? And it's like, well, feel into that, right? Feel, if you were to imagine yourself as a psychopath and you are experiencing some kind of psychological disorder and you're trying to scratch an itch, right? What are you actually scratching for? What are you actually reaching for, even below that kind of initial like thought of, oh, maybe I want to kill someone? Usually it's, I'm scratching for relief. I want to feel relief. I want to feel peace. I feel uncomfortable. There's something going on and I'm actually reaching for relief and comfort. I'm actually reaching for release. I'm actually reaching for peace. So in that sense, what you really want isn't actually to kill somebody. And if you're connecting to your inner being, your deeper self, it's not going to guide you to that. Right? Can you sense like the layer underneath? And this is not just something you want to do if you're a psychopath. Oh, this is a funny example. Not funny, but it's not something that, you know, it's just for extreme cases. A lot of us think that we want something and we kind of think of it on the surface level, but we're not kind of feeling for the real desire that is underneath that, which often is an emotion, a feeling. And if you can actually go that layer deeper, you'll be able to more accurately connect to the vibration of your desire. Some of us think we want X, Y, and Z, a certain partner, a certain blah, 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 because we think, oh, I love the status that that brings. I love the, you know, even if we don't like consciously speak these things, because it can sound a little bit like egocentric or whatever, to say these things out loud, to be honest with ourselves. But honestly, sometimes it's, I really like the status that I feel when I'm with that person. I get that secondhand thrill because that person is very exciting, right? And then if we were able to actually go a layer deeper, we would see, oh, what I'm really wanting is to feel valued, to feel accepted, to feel loved, right? And so if you want to connect to your dream relationship, it's that vibrational piece that's actually underneath the like initial desire, what we think we want, right? And so connecting to that would actually bring you closer to alignment, more so than the physical man that you have built up in your mind to be the one, right? And so we're going to go deeper into that. But yeah, there is no kind of written out in the clouds path in my perspective. From where I stand, I've never quite encountered that in my meditation practice. As deep as I go, I have yet to find that. It has not been revealed to me. Maybe it will in a, you know, few years, but that's not something that I have seen or felt or experienced. It's not something that I have personally felt. Instead, what I feel is a profoundly deep well of love that is holding me with such grace, looking at me just tenderly and just like, oh, I want you to be happy. I want you to have that. Yes. Yes to everything that you want. And just like, yeah, I see the path because I'm connected to the big blob, and I know exactly where to go. I know exactly where you should go next. And oh, you missed that turn? That's cool. We'll redirect. It's no big deal, right? Your GPS never yells at you. It just goes, redirecting, redirecting. And that's your deeper self, right? And so that is what is propelling your path and really creating it, is your own desire. And your deeper self is lighting up the way, but there are many, many paths. And I want to say that there's no singular, because often when we are thinking about our life as a certain path, we have some big ticket items on that path. Typically, when people employ that word, it's, oh, like to do this career path or have this family, right? And we've got like a big three or a big five on that list of like where I should live, who I should marry, like if that's something that you buy into, where I should live, who I should marry, what work I should do, how many kids I should have, if that's something that you want, what friends I should have, right? And we kind of like, when we say our life's path, we kind of make it about some those big parameters in life. And I want you to know that there is a path for even the smallest desire, for having a slice of pizza, right? For having manifesting a new plant, for finding a new investment opportunity. Like big and small, there's a path for everything. And so there's not just one structural path that's like the path for your life. Every single desire, big or small, right? Your desire to get enough sleep tonight, there's a path to that. There are like millions of paths, right? Just lighting up. Like, and the thing is, your inner being is going to point you to the path that's going to kind of juice a lot of, get a lot of juice for you. So like, how do I phrase this? It's going to be the quote unquote path that is going to check off a lot of things along the way. That's what I tend to notice when I'm really in flow. The quote unquote path that is lining up usually is checking off a lot of desires on the way, right? So that's kind of how it unfolds. And you're going to be like your progression on every path is going to be different. You know, it's not like, it's just so complex. And I'm like looking for the words. It's not just because you are like 80% the way on one path doesn't mean you're going to be 80% of the way on every path, right? Maybe a desire just awakened in you to learn how to skateboard or, you know, try a new activity, a new hobby. And so maybe you're at 10%. Right? You're at 10% with that path. You're still kind of feeling into it. But then you have something over here that's basically at 100%. You see the chocolate cake that you've been desiring all week. It's right in front of you. You're about to yum, 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 eat it up. Right? So like, I just thought of a song. What song is that? Yum, 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 eat it up. 31. That is definitely Megan Thee Stallion. It's like right there. I feel like it's a 2020 song. Anyways, I'm getting distracted. But yeah, there's like so many different paths and they're on like different timelines. So like trying to keep track of like your, like the universe's path for me, now that we're like really breaking it down and getting into it, it's a little bit silly, right? we're kind of keeping ourselves in this like start stop kind of like hesitating state because we're like, am I on it? Can I flow? Like, am I on it? Is this gonna be on it? Da da da. Like, if you really understand just how immense and intricate divine guidance is, right? Then it's like, okay, you know what? I understand why surrender is the answer. I understand why just being easy about it and just flowing, right?
and like allowing myself to follow any intuitive impulses I receive or just any nudges that I get, I understand why actually the best course of action is to just relax and go with the flow, right? Follow my impulses, follow the inspiration I receive from my deeper self, and not overthink it, because it is, you know, it can be quite easy to overthink it. There's a lot to think about, and you were never made to understand every single little piece and dissect every little piece. It's just going to slow you down, right? It's just going to slow you down. All right. You can only go as deep as you practice. Get your essential refresher kit at uniquebell.com/kit for 5 revitalizing practices to help you reconnect to your body, pussy, and sensuality. From a slow like honey breast massage to a gently trauma healing pussy massage, you'll receive 5 daily practices as well as 5 daily emails detailing the practices and the benefits of each and how to get the most out of your practice. Head to uniquebell.com/kit, also linked below, to get started today. So we've broken down the question enough that we can start to ask a new question. But just to review, we now know there's no singular universal like path. There's no like path written in the sky that's only for you, and you better stay on it. Don't sneeze at the wrong time. Sorry, it's just a little bit silly. Right? There's no like singular path, and every single desire has its own path, has multiple paths that light up for it, multiple options. You can never like make this irreversible wrong turn. You can never quote unquote actually be off your path, right? Because you're always going to be on the path to the path. You're always going to be feeling for the route, right? So there's not really this like getting lost in life. The options are always open, and you're always, you, if you choose to, you can get in touch, you can cultivate your connection to your deeper self and always be receiving guidance, right? So there's not really this risk of being on or off your path, right? Even if you're in a resistant state, that is still you being on your path, because chances are your resistance that you're feeling right now, it's just the natural occurrence based on what you've experienced in life. And from that resistance state, guess what? You can be guided to where you need to go next. So please don't ever fear that you are like irreversibly lost in life and something like horrible has happened and you'll never be able to get on track again. I want you to understand that where you are is perfect. You can get wherever you need to go or desire to go from anywhere, truly from anywhere. And I know that you have some stories in your noggin that reflect this. Maybe you've heard stories of, I love like hearing stories about celebrities who are like, I was in my 40s and destitute and I decided I'm gonna go try acting. I had no skill and guess what? The universe lit a path for me. Like, you totally have a whole library, a catalog of those stories. And so just lean into that. Know that you are never off your path. There's no like big, massive, like, uh-oh, and I can never, you know, turn around. Even if you experience death, which is, I think, the biggest fear that a lot of us have, like, oh, but this time is limited. I'm going to die one day, right? If you actually get to know your eternal self, you know that you never end. You never end, right? And it continues. You continue. And so there really, truly is nothing to fear. And I know this sounds just like words right now, and it's one thing to hear and it's a totally different thing to experience it, which is why I have a space for you to come and experience this. Actually, allow this to be an embodied wisdom within you, something that you know on a very deep level, that your body knows, so that you can actually relax into this knowing. A lot of us try to understand spirituality and our
those through our meditation practice, just like heavy in our brains, and bringing it into the body is where we're going to find the most shifts and transformation, and actually be able to rest in peace. Because honestly, bringing it into the body is that peace that's going to help you to feel your way along your path. Because again, this is all about feeling into your emotions and feeling into vibration, and that requires being sensually activated. And so from this new perspective, with this new understanding, let's reframe that question. Instead of how do I know I am in alignment with the universe's path for me, what if we asked, how do I sense the guidance? How do I receive the guidance from my deeper self that is leading me to my desires, the path that I've chosen for me, essentially, right? So let's try to get that concise. How do I receive and know and sense where my deeper self is guiding me? Simple as that. How do I know where my deeper self is guiding me? How do I receive guidance from my deeper self? That's really all it is. Because again, your deeper self is guiding you to your desires, right? The path that the deeper self is lighting up is many paths, and it's covering many desires. It's not just the big ones. It's also the small ones. Maybe to get a manicure, right? To get a new dress. It's showing you like everything, right? To that dream partner. It's all of it at different progress levels, right? So really all you want to do to quote unquote stay on path, which is really just allowing your desires to continue to come to you again and again and again, right? Because it's never going to end, right? You get the dress and you want a pair of shoes to match with it, right? Maybe you realize you have too many dresses and now you want a bigger apartment so that you get a bigger closet, right? So the desires are constantly evolving. Maybe you want to downsize. Maybe you like feeling a little bit lighter, being able to pack up and go wherever you want in the world. Your desires are constantly evolving because you're constantly experiencing life. And so there's no need to kind of track, am I on a certain path? Our world is also changing, right? What we're interacting with in the world, the energies we're interacting with are always changing. You can spend your life wanting to solve a problem, and then someone else can swoop in and solve that problem. An invention can come that makes that issue a non-issue. What happens then? Are you just lost forever? Like, darn it, universe, I had this mega plan. I was going to come in and be the hero. I was going to write this book, but somebody else already took that idea. Where do I stand now? Right? And so that's not how you were made to experience life. It just logically, it just does not add up. Right? And so just understanding that your desires are constantly evolving. You are out here playing in the world and you're kind of aware of it, and your desires are kind of feedback, piggybacking off of what you're experiencing. And there's always going to be a space for you. Go ahead and write that book. I'm sure your book will have its own magic touch, right? But yeah, right? So really all that we need to quote unquote ensure that we're in alignment is to follow and stay connected to our deeper self. That is actually the almost like cure-all, right? Is to just stay connected to that source of guidance, right? Stay connected to that source of peace, of love, of joy. That is all that is really required. If we were to boil it down, how to manifest anything you want, connect to your deeper self, follow the nudges, stay connected to that part of you. And so how do I know that I am connected to my deeper self and in flow with the impulses that I receive or the guidance that I receive, that I'm acting on them, right? So there's a couple things. First of all, you're going to notice, I notice a lot for me, for myself, which is that my timing is eerily perfect. Like, I cannot emphasize this enough. I started to notice it this year. It started last year, and it really started to increase this year, if I'm remembering this correctly.
Whoa, I'm having a like chills moment. But as I've gone deeper into my meditation and really choosing to stay connected to my deeper self and stay sensually alive and tuned in emotionally, I have noticed that my timing is perfect. If there is something in my environment that I know I don't really desire to experience that, or I really want to feel peaceful, so I don't want to encounter that person, something will happen where the timing is just works out perfectly. I don't have to encounter that person. Just everything just works out perfectly. If I desire a treat, I will be at a friend's house and there it is and they're offering it to me. My timing is just perfect. So you will notice that it's almost like you're perfectly placed, because guess what? As you're being guided, it's that phenomenon that I explained earlier, where oftentimes your deeper self is guiding you on a path, or you know, one of the paths that it's lighting up. A lot of your desires are on that path. So you might think, oh, I'm going for a walk to go to the store and I know for sure I need Band-Aids. And then you go to CVS and guess what? That new product that you saw on YouTube the other week for your hair that you've been excited to try, whoa, all of a sudden it's there and there's only one of them left. This happens to me all the time. There's only one of them left. It's like it's been planted there just for you, right? It's like, so you'll notice like all these synchronizing steps where it's like things are just lining up and it's like da 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 da. Desires big and small are just like boom, 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 boom. And if you notice that it's like mainly like smaller desires, then you may have some kind of resistance toward the bigger desires. And so how do you know? You may be wondering, well, okay, I can see myself experiencing that, but I really want the big ones too. So the big ones will line up as long as you are staying connected to your deeper self and to that place of peace and joy and ease. And so we're going to do a little experiment to help you kind of feel the difference of where you want to be energetically and how to tell. But let's go on to some other ways of telling that you're in alignment. So one is like that feeling of perfect timing, because you just know that you're on the path. Another is your emotions. It's how you feel, right? So I tend to feel I've noticed within myself, there's I'd say about three emotional imprints that I have, which I like know when I start to feel this way, I am in flow. The first is very focused. It's almost like it feels a little muted, I think. It will feel a little muted to someone who was expecting to just feel happy and blissful all the time, like high peak joy. It's actually this almost like muted, very focused, very like just zoned in and like just following next step. And I can get very much into that zone. And I find that when I have a lot of stress in my environment, I go into this state, because the stress usually makes it a little hard for me to go into like a high joyful state. And if I try to force myself into a high joyful state, I'm actually going to put myself out of whack and just like resisting what's flowing. So in this state, I try to just accept whatever is happening, whatever stressors are happening, and I just stay really focused. It's like I'm buddy-buddy with my deeper self, and I am just kind of moving very like smooth. Very like just, I have my focal point and I'm just flowing with it, and it's a very like peaceful, almost just kind of like riding a wave and like riding a wave out of chaos, really. It's like I'm just letting the wave take me, and I'm letting the emotions come up, and I'm just letting the wave take me instead of focusing and getting lost in the chaos and the stress. Another for me is almost a state of like childlike wonder. Especially as I've healed my inner child, it's an aspect of my original essence that's really opened up, which is just this playfulness. And I will just notice things and be led to things in a really joyful and playful way. Another state for me is a state of just really intense joy and bliss, and just like
it's like blissing out, just feeling like connected to all of it, feeling connected to the trees, to all of life. Like, it's just a really high, joyful state. And so those are kind of like the three lanes that I find myself flowing in, and I can feel when I'm in flow, when I'm in one of those lanes. And that doesn't mean that whenever emotions or anything hard comes up that I'm out of alignment. Those are also states where I know I'm kind of working something out, and I know that I've worked it out of, you know, I've worked the kinks out of the energy, or released whatever block it was, shifted whatever limiting belief I have, because I returned to one of those states at the end of that process. Now, those are the actual techniques to shifting limiting beliefs, any core wounds, all those things is what I, you know, do through coaching and what I teach in Pussy Academy. And there's just so many different ways to approach whatever your like block is currently. So I'm not going to go ahead and like try to give you all of that right here, as we kind of feel intuitively for what your body and mind need in order to get that release. But we're going to do a little experiment here so that you can feel the difference in energy between something that feels in alignment and something that doesn't. And it involves something yummy that I actually kind of have a craving for. So I interviewed Jessica a couple of days ago, and she brought up that she wanted chocolate cake. And this interview with Jessica is coming up, Jessica Alpha Kahi. And I hope I said your last name correctly. I think I did. And she really wants chocolate cake. And as soon as she said it, I was like, dang, I've been thinking about chocolate. And now all I've been thinking about is chocolate cake. And so we're going to do this experiment with chocolate cake. So chocolate cake, if you don't like it, it's okay. We're just going to see if you can conjure the energy, the vibration of chocolate cake. So go ahead. You can close your eyes to make this easier. Or you can already like see it on the table. I can kind of see it on this table. Because it's been on my mind, right? So you're going to imagine that before you is this slice of chocolate cake, maybe the whole cake if you're feeling extra ravenous, right? So you can see the rich, deep browns of the cake, and then the icing. Maybe you're seeing a tiered cake like I am, where it has like icing in between, and got that rich, dark chocolate icing. Can see like the texture of the cake, the crumbs. Can even imagine what it would taste like, the sweetness, the richness. Oh, so good. So good. And just notice right now how at ease you are with this cake. Yeah, you can totally imagine it. You feel at ease with it. It's just a slice of chocolate cake. It's just that easy. It feels that good. Can you tell that in this moment you have conjured the vibration of chocolate cake? It's here, so close that you can almost taste it. Beautiful. And just notice how it feels energetically in your body, how there's no kind of discomfort around this. There's no protest coming up. It's just chocolate cake. You can 100% see yourself in front of a slice of chocolate cake. It's just chocolate cake. And now I'm going to invite you to bring to mind something that you've been desiring. Maybe it's something that hasn't come through. You've been desiring it for a long time. Whatever that is for you, whether it's money, a certain job or career, an opportunity, a level of fitness, a lover, whatever you choose, see if you can also see that in front of you. You can see the colors of it, the colors associated, the texture of it. You can almost touch it. And just notice if you feel that you know this on a vibrational level, that you know it so well that, like the chocolate cake, you can almost taste it, you can almost touch it, you can almost hold it. That you've truly conjured the vibration of this. And just notice how you feel in your body. Are you at ease? Or right away, do you start to get thoughts in your mind like, oh, but how would this manifest? Oh, blah. What would this look like? I would need to get this. I would need to prepare this space for it. And just being aware of those thoughts, just noticing, okay, so this is what comes up when I think of this. This is what prevents me from being at ease with this as I am a chocolate cake. Right? Now, you may want to rush in and try to change all those thoughts, right? And getting to the energy of trying to fix all those thoughts. But it actually is not necessary. It's not necessary. There is another route to getting in alignment, allowing that big dream that you have, whatever that desire is, that feels like it hasn't been coming for a long time. There is a more direct way to bring that into alignment and to feel as easy about it as you do chocolate cake. I feel that in the coaching and personal development space, there's a lot of trying to get to the bottom of all of our limiting beliefs and all of our blocks. But have you noticed that there comes a point where you have to go beyond, right? Where, yes, doing that deep work, looking into our subconscious belief systems, it's really helpful in healing. But it's almost like you get to a point in your healing journey where either you stay here and it just keeps multiplying. It's like you're constantly digging stuff up. There is a point in your healing journey where you want to make a shift and you want to start to bring your awareness into your deeper self and resting yourself there, where it's actually, you can manipulate the vibration around your desires with a lot more ease, and you can navigate any blocks that come up with a lot more grace and actually receive from your deeper self any insight that you need to release it, right? And so that's what I help clients do. It's where what we do in Pussy Academy is that we go through that healing journey. Yes, we, you know, work with the body, we work with those big core wounds, but I also want to get women to a place where we're making that pivotal and very important shift. We're really resting in our deeper self and actually allowing the healing to occur from there, because there is that point on the healing journey where it's like either we'll just keep digging and digging and digging, and we can often kind of make it an excuse out of it, right? It becomes a whole like 5, 10, 20 year thing of like, I've been digging it up. I've been digging through, right? Through all, I've been trying to unpack all these things, blah, blah, blah. And so there is a point where you actually want to make that shift. And that is, you know, it's so important. And that's what we do in Pussy Academy, is do the healing and then recognize when we've gotten to a place where we can start to make that shift and to holding ourselves in a very new and revolutionary way. All right. So that's what I have for you. I hope you understand. I hope I gave you the answer to your question. go ahead and re-listen to this as much as you need. I know I've kind of given a lot in this episode. We've gone pretty deep here, and you probably have so many more questions now. And so if you would like to journey with me, of course, come into Pussy Academy. This season, we are doing a lot of the rituals to connect to your deeper self through Pussy Consciousness, right? We're doing a lot of those like special manifesting rituals this month, especially going into December as well, as it is a wonderful time to start to seed your desires and get into alignment, which is, of course, connecting to your deeper self and learning to follow that, the guidance from your deeper self, and also lighten up the energy around your desires, learning how to manipulate energy and not manipulate in like a negative, bad way, but learning how to make those micro adjustments so that you can lighten up the energy around your desires so that they feel like chocolate cake. And that is my special sauce. That is what I bring to the table. If you'd like to receive coaching from me to join our rituals, of course, join Pussy Academy or join the next live monthly gathering for our community. I love you. I hope that this was profound. I hope you got a lot of aha moments. And yeah, share your thoughts on this wherever you're listening. If you're listening on YouTube, definitely leave a review wherever you're listening. If you're listening on a podcast player, come and, you know, say hello to me on social media. Say hello and comment any questions that have come up through listening. I hope this was helpful. I'll see you next time. So much to kind of sit in and meditate on in this episode. I hope that you give it a second listen if you need to, and just kind of let the ideas sink in and bring it into your meditation practice. You know, ask source, ask your source of wisdom, whether it's God, goddess, universe, however you identify it, to elaborate on this, right? What would it look like for me to connect to my deeper self, to come into alignment? And of course, I'm here to support you in that. You can hop on into Pussy Academy, learn more at uniquebell.com/Pussy Academy if you'd like to join us and really discover the truth of who you are and how to access your orgasmic potency. Thank you so much for joining me and listening. Wherever you're listening from, be sure to subscribe. Subscribe to the YouTube channel, subscribe wherever you're listening to the podcast if you're using a podcast player. And leave a review. That's going to help more people find the show. And it also is just a way to say hello to me and tell me what you appreciate from the show so far, especially with our relaunch. I look forward to reading your reviews and hearing your feedback. And if you haven't already, go ahead and grab my Central Refresher Kit to reconnect to your sensuality and basically open the gateway to this discovery journey that we are on, all of us together, of reuniting with our soul essence, really uncovering that, getting through all the trauma, the muck, the wounding, and finally coming back to that sweet place, that sweet you that is there, the essence of you. That really begins when we start to allow ourselves to feel again and feel quite deeply. So get your Central Refresher Kit. Once you get your kit, you'll be on the mailing list and you'll get notified of my weekly YouTube videos. I have a new YouTube channel at Unique Bell. Go ahead and subscribe there as well. I release weekly videos to help you become your most orgasmic and potent self. And you'll also get notified of our monthly live gatherings, which are only available to subscribers. It's where you can get laser coaching. We'll also do a live practice or ritual together. And that's once a month, only to email subscribers. So be sure to get on the list. The next one is coming up in that first week of November on November 7th. So be sure to hop on the mailing list so that you get your invitation and can come and join us live. If you can't make it live for a short period, I usually have replays available, but they're not guaranteed. So as best you can, try to come and join us monthly live so that you can also receive laser coaching or get your questions answered. All right. Thank you for listening. I love you. Thank you for being a part of our tribe. I love you. Thank you for going deeper into you and wanting to experience your deeper self. Thank you. I love you.